Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, when Josh Pate was a little boy, my wife and I stayed in their family home when I was preaching in a missions conference down near Columbia, South Carolina. And now Josh is grown and a Bible college graduate and married and has four children and serving the Lord as a missionary in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And I'll be there with them this fall preaching their missions conference and looking forward to it. But they say thank you for your faithful prayer and support for our family during this year of 2026. We praise the Lord for His goodness and the privilege to partner with you for the cause of Christ. Back in January, a lady in our church connected me with her friends who were seeking spiritual help. And I had the privilege of meeting them in a Tim Hortons coffee shop in Montreal one afternoon. By the way, if you haven't had Tim Hortons coffee, you need to try some. And that's free. I don't get paid for that. But Brother Josh says, as I approached this meeting, I earnestly sought the Lord's direction to know how to respond to their questions. And although I was nervous, the Lord reminded me of His calling on our lives and the necessity of fulfilling my responsibility as a preacher to those who have no opportunity to hear otherwise. And the Lord worked in an incredible way during this encounter as He led me to share the simple plan of salvation with this couple, and as He softened their hearts to the truth of His word. And by the end of this meeting, while it seemed apparent that the man was already saved, it was a joy to watch the lady accept Christ as her personal Savior. Her simple yet exclusive faith in Christ was such a blessing to witness. This couple has been now attending our church faithfully, and I have the privilege of meeting with them on a regular basis for discipleship. So please continue to pray for their spiritual growth. Well, that's a great story. And then Brother Pate also tells us, since the beginning of this year, we've welcomed more than 25 visitors to our church services, 12 of whom are coming, continuing to attend faithfully. In fact, our attendance each Sunday is regularly exceeding 100% of our seating capacity. Our parking lot is more than full, with many folk parking down the street and then walking to the church. And while this is a great blessing, it also creates a good problem. We desperately need a larger building for the church to continue toward autonomy and to be in a healthy position for longevity. Would you pray with us about this great need? Please pray specifically both for God's wisdom and provision as we determine the proper permanent solution for the church. Our church family is praying fervently that the Lord would provide for His church as He builds His church. We look forward to sharing possibilities with you along the way as the Lord leads. And then he says, back in the third weekend of February, we had the privilege of hosting a marriage banquet and a conference for the married couples of our church. Pastor Pierre Plante, from a sister church on the other side of Montreal, was our guest speaker, and he did a wonderful job preaching on biblical marriage. Katie, and that's Mrs. Pate, did an outstanding job decorating, preparing all the food for the banquet. The weekend conference was very well attended, and we praise the Lord for His working in the hearts of individuals. Now, please pray with us for many upcoming events, Easter services, outreach opportunities, and other events coming in the future for our church. And I would ask you personally to remember to pray for Josh and Katie Pate and their family there in Canada.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.